Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Well, I don't think my startup music played. Anyone? That's weird. I'm having some weird problems with the computer today, but that was very strange. Let me see if I can play anything to start this Robin Williams day with. That was so weird. Okay, let's start this, see if it plays. All right, very unusual. You know what? I'm going to hang up and call back in again because the music is missing. Okay, thank you. All right, I don't... There we go. Okay.
Welcome to Comedy...
Wow, my music seems to just stop. I don't know what's happening here. I'm having some time. Steady joke. Oh, all right, so you can't hear me. It seems my switchboard is having problems, which will make it for a very tricky day today because I can't hear anything on this. I can't hear if I'm on or not. Okay, this is very strange. Let me see if I can hear a song. There we go.
It's all good. No, it's all great. I'm just the luckiest freaking Jew in the whole damn state. No regrets, cause as far as I can see, all this shit was meant to be.
Strober, we're having a little technical difficulties. Don't know what happened with that, but we're back on track now, and we'll tribute to Robin Williams today. And I don't want to mislead anyone. We weren't great friends. We just happened to have experience together, which was working together on stage through a coincidence of an evening, right? And that was, I'll give you a brief story in brief. Bruce Willis, who was a member of this the best comedy troupe ever bound together. I'm sorry, all other improv comedy troupes, but this was the best. There was no hold barred. We knew our existentialism. We knew our politics. We knew everything that had to be done to be a great political kind of theater, and also we could do accents, everything. Every member of the troupe, everybody who came through the First Amendment was just brilliant. Michael Schaefer, Tom Carozza, Jane Brucker, Pat Bailey, Kim Sykes, oh God, the list goes on and on, Doug Nervick, Chris Grabenstein. There are so many. I know I'm leaving people out, and Bernadette Murphy. Murphy, I always get your name wrong because I stumble over the words with play. But so many brilliant people, and you know who you are, that came through the First Amendment at one time or another. The most exciting time of my life was performing with these people. They were off the charts, and all of us are still friends. Some of us are scattered across the country. Some of us see each other. Some of us still even work together. But the 80s, it was the best time of my life. That was the best time with the most brilliant people I've ever worked with. And every one of them a star. Every one of them funnier than the next. We would get on stage. It was just magic, magic. And creative people still doing creative things. God bless them all. And I must mention the passing of our great pianist, Doug Nervick. He was just terrific, too, as well as a performer. Our pianist, Ellen Mandel, our pianist, Elliot Paul, brilliant, brilliant in their own right. Even at one time, Bill Chapin, the famous pianist now, he was a kid at the time, was our pianist for the First Amendment. So many people came through there. Some people would come to watch us, like Andy Kaufman. We did a private show for Barbara Streisand. So it was all terrific. So, in short, to get back to how I met Robin Williams, Bruce Willis at the inception of First Amendment was part of the troupe, and then he went on to bartend and other things in life. And he was bartending at Kamikaze, where he would invite me to come for free drinks because he was bartending and doing shtick while bartending. And Robin Williams walked in, and he said, Robin, this is Nancy, and he introduced me, and that was great. And we met, and then after a conversation together, I told him what I just told you. I was working with some of the most brilliant people in the world, and there was no one better than us. And if he didn't work with us, he would not have worked with the best. And he looked at me like incredulously, did she just say that? I'm Robin Williams in his mind, probably. And Bruce Willis backed me up, and he goes, no, they are that good, Robin. And so after a while, we're talking, we're joking. I invited him to come work out with us. I didn't know if he was going to come. He goes away, and then he works his way back towards me from one person down the bar. He goes, did you really mean that about they are the best people? I said, they are the best people you will ever work with, the best. And the next night, by coincidence, I happen to be doing background work on Oscar on the Hudson. Who do they put me behind but Robin Williams? I look at him, and he looks at me because he knows it's me because he just met me the night before. And I said, see, it's fate. You have to work with me. And he goes, okay, is this Saturday all right? And I said, yep, come on down. And from then on, whenever we were on the road, he would call and leave a message like, can I come play? Yes, you can. And we would surprise the audience. He would just walk on stage, and it was just so much fun. And the First Amendment, everyone held their own, one for one. It was just an amazing experience. I still love performing with these people. I do. There's Tom Soder's Improv Jam, and some of us drop in, and we do that on Sunday nights. And it's just so terrific because we were just at the pinnacle of just intensity, youth. We still have that inner youth going on, but we held our own with Robin Williams, one for one. We would throw it out there. He'd slam it back. We'd throw it out there again and slam it back to him, and it was back and forth and back and forth and just hours of fun. And so that's my experience, again, as a colleague of his, performing with him in our venues a couple of times there and over the years. So I've looked up some stuff, and I think this song by Rena Strober, Before I Begin Some of the Comedy of Robin Williams, says it best.
Come with me
And you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in a world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
Gotta love her. And I've seen that house, Betty Jo Tucker, from Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Carmen Amoros, you're in the house too. All my lovely ladies here. Carmen Amoros, thank you for joining us. And Kat Vecchione, thank you, Kat Vecchione, for joining us. I know you were doing another radio show and you had to hop over just to be in the chat room, and I appreciate it. So I found some videos on YouTube of Robin, so what a better tribute. And people said, what was he like off stage? Off stage, he was a quiet guy. He didn't try to compete with you. This is my experience now. Other people may come back at you and say, well, this or that. But he didn't really try to compete with you off stage. He would just talk to you. So, you know, do you have any kids? Are you married? You know, that kind of thing. And he'd talk about his kids. And he'd say, well, who do you like in common? It just very unassuming guy, but nice. Almost shy, you might say. Almost shy. So I thought, what a better tribute than to find some of his comedy and let's post it. So right now, I'm going to do a little Robin Williams here set. So sit back, have a cup of coffee, and let's just enjoy the comedy of Robin Williams.
Thank you, thank you. Now, before I go on, I just want to thank you all so much for making the effort to be here tonight when you could have been at home enjoying yourself. It's the kind of self-sacrifice that makes this country the greatest country in the British Isles. Now, where are we? Oh, yes, our next act is someone I've actually heard of, an old friend of mine, star of a Good Morning Vietnam, the Dead Poets Society, and Mrs. Doubtfire, yes. A big hand, please, for Mr. William Robbins. Oh, I'm so sorry. Robbie Williams. Mr. Robbie Williams. Thank you. Chuck. Cam, great to see you. Yo, yo, what's up, Wales? House of Windsor, keeping it real. Obama, yeah! Barack, which means blessing. Hussein, don't ask. Obama, which is an old Kenyan word for Kennedy, God bless us. And a lot of Irish people are going, his black Irish has an Obama. But he is an eloquent, eloquent man. I know at the inauguration people are hoping that maybe he kicks it up a notch going, what's up, Washington? Yo, 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 let's keep it real right now. I'm going to bring out the members of my political posse, my cabinet right now. This is little Ray Ray. This is G-Man, Kanye, Kobe, and Colin Powell, who's bad to the bone. We're going down Pennsylvania Avenue with the top down. We're going to build a basketball court in the Rose Garden. But we do have to take a moment of silence and bid a fond farewell to George W. Bush. Yes, it's the end of the reign of George II. The reign of error is over. America is officially out of rehab. Welcome. We have come back. Thank you. He is a gift to comedy, though. He is a comedy pinata. I'm going to miss him. A man who said, I'm the decider. No, sir, you're the president. You make decisions. Decider is what they sell in the little jug. A lot of people, he also said, I am misunderstood. And I went, no, not really. And you think, what is he going to do after he leaves office? No, he cannot go on a speaking tour. That's a given. But I do think he could do stand-up comedy because he has 8 years of amazing material. He has stuff, and here's some of W's greatest hits. The question that's never asked, is our children learning? I just found out that a lot of our imports come from other countries. America, a country where you can put food on your family. Our enemies are looking for terrible ways to destroy this country, and so are we. To have a little sympathy, though. W comes from a family where the smart brother is named Jeb, so you have to kind of take a moment, just have a little moment of silence, and you can't blame the economy on him. They say the economy is essentially sound because people are considering buying things. That's like saying fat people are healthy because they might exercise. But no, we need help. We went to the world. I like the fact the American government went all around the world and the French were going, I feel so bad for you, huh? You say, who has $750 billion they can spare? And I'm going, the only people in the world are Saudis. Can you spare I will give you $750 billion. All I want is a picture of Angelina Jolie and Louis Walsh. I changed that reference for England. Thank God that worked. Thank you. But it was the economy, the whole thing, and the whole debate. Basically, it was we had Obama, Fresh Prince, McCain, Uncle Fester on the Adams Family. And the debates was so amazing. The first debate, two people speaking in complete sentences after 8 years of W. I was going, thank you, God. I was beginning to think our electoral process was like the Special Olympics of politics. I was like, no. The second debate, McCain started to get a little like, that one. And then the third debate, oh, wow, McCain was just like, he starts to look like your uncle who's on a new drug and he hasn't got the dosage right. And you find him wandering around the mall going, I've got a plan! I know where Osama is, tell us! I'm not going to tell you yet! Where's the plumber? Where's Joe? Where's the plumber? Get in the car, Uncle John, get in the car. But it was pretty wild, that whole concept. What are they doing there? That's like, and where? Where did they get Sarah Palin? Where did they find her? Wow! Did Ronald Reagan have a kid with Posh Spice? I don't know. But, geez. It's like she came from some sort of reality show, Project Running Mate. Here she comes! Here comes Sarah. Her hobbies are breastfeeding and helicopter hunting. She can skin a moose and balance a budget. Come on down. With that shucks and all kind of, oh my gosh, oh shucks. Polar bears are not endangered. They're just unlucky. Come on. And it was pretty
amazing, too. The last 2 days of the election, she let her hair down. She took her glasses off. I thought the last day she'd just be like, check it out. How do you like my northern slopes now, boy? Drill, baby, drill, drill. You think Bill Clinton was sitting at home the whole time going, where was she when I was in office? Damn. What's up? And Bill had some bad luck. He found the only Jewish girl who couldn't get a stain out. That is so sad. But the whole thing is, American politics are always crazy. I live in California. We're a 60% Hispanic state. We have an Austrian governor. Even old Nazis are going, that's weird. That is not right. And Arnold could be president if it wasn't for that tiny clause, if you're not born in America, you can't run for president. Arnold, the little immigrant boy who had a dream and a vial of anabolic steroids. And he lives with and married to Maria Shriver, who's a Kennedy, who's getting smaller and smaller. I believe he's living off of her. I believe he's sucking the Kennedy out of her slowly but surely. And that's why he's become a moderate Republican, which is kind of cool. It's like a Volvo with a gun rack. You don't see a lot of them. But I was thinking, maybe there's one person, and I want to get a guy out there running, you know, and Sarah and people talking, who can we get that would run and make the whole world go, oh, wow? And that guy would be Jack Nicholson. Yeah, baby. He has got cooler movies than Arnold. You can't handle the truth. You'll never have a sex scandal with Jack. He's done everybody. I had Angelina Jolie, and afterwards she adopted me. And you'll never have a drug scandal. Jack has done every drug known to mankind. He's the only guy in the world that Keith Richards will go, I have to go home now, Jack. I'll leave you right now because some people say that I look like Bono and I have to say, stop drinking. But recently Bono was on stage in Scotland and it was very quiet like right now. And he started clapping his hands and he clapped his hands and he said, every time I clap my hands, a child in Africa dies. And from the back of the Scottish audience, someone went, then stop clapping your hands! Good night, thank you, sir!
Okay, I hope you can hear me now. A little technical difficulty there, and I don't know what happened there. All right, we're going to keep it moving here with, let's see, I think Betty Jo just said something she liked, and I think I'm going to play that. You can hear me? Okay, thank you, Gail Parento. That's my buddy, the best publicist in all the world, Gail Parento, ParentoGuidance.com. Caminamoros in the house, Carminamoros. Now it's Captain Family World Talk Radio, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Cyanide, Marco Polo, all the way from Amsterdam. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And I'm going to see if I can find this piece that I had for you, Betty Jo. And is this, oh, gee, what did I just play? Let's see. Thought I had it here. I'm looking. Well, why don't we try this little rare comedy bit while I keep looking for this. Having a lot of trouble with love today.
Let's do a little makeover on your hair. I want to do something special with you. I want to put maybe some spruce on your hair. It's a combination of sperm and mousse, okay? It gives it a lived-in, loved-in look. Let's get some height, okay? People aren't coming back. Let's just put these on right now. California Highway Police, stop for a brief moment. But first, I'd like to show you some dance steps. We raised enough money tonight. We're doing pretty well. But you realize as much money as we raised, a stealth bomber costs $1 billion. And hey, what is a stealth bomber? It's a bomber that doesn't show up on radar. You can't see it. So you don't fucking need one. Here's what you do. Instead of building a stealth bomber, you just have to go out in the woods, spread some wreckage, and go, one of them crashed. Pretty soon the Russians are going,
we better fucking get one too.
Then you can build a stealth air force and a stealth army and a stealth navy, and pretty soon you're not spending money anymore because we're $1 trillion in debt. Who do we owe this money to? Somebody named Vinny? All my fucking money today, put in the bag. So make me break the nuclear arms. Damn it. To realize why we're having arms control now, it's a good thing. Peace, it's wonderful, but the truth is,
we're broke. The Russians are broke. It's like two junkies negotiating over a plastic spoon.
Right, Stubbies?
Okay.
But hey, we've got our own people right here just doing what they can. Remember the last temptation of Christ? There were people outside with signs going, this movie is not real. Come here, Sparky. No movie's real. Wait a minute. Whoa, hold on. And they have signs. They have big signs that say, you will not get into the kingdom of heaven. And I look at these geeks and go, are you going to be there? I'm not going. It ain't going to be me with you, no. Now, a movie like The Last Temptation to Christ is not. What is offensive about that? Nothing to me, except here's the fact that Jesus is always played by someone who looks like Ted Nugent, okay? You never have a Jesus who's Jewish, who's going, I got lepers here, you bastard. I walked across the water. Come here, prick. Open the door. And you never have Romans who are Italians. They're always played by some English actor going, oh, Thomas, where's my brother Fellatio? Bring him here. You never have a Roman who's an Italian going, I'm Caesar. Kiss my fucking ass. You know, the strange thing is, it isn't even sex anymore. It's emotions. It's Freud. It's psychology. You have a relationship. You go to therapy. You work on it and find out, so my mom was a guy. So what? Now, wait a minute. You realize, wait. The father of modern psychology was Sigmund Freud, a man who did enough cocaine to kill a small horse. And he came up with a theory that his mother wanted his dick, okay? Now, people who do a lot of cocaine are going, hey, not a bad theory. Okay. Because everyone who does cocaine thinks that everyone wants your dick, except you can't find it. No! Yes, I used to do cocaine. I had a cocaine problem. What's the problem? Everybody had it. It was okay. But I found something a lot more scary than cocaine. It's called Nintendo. That's some kitty cocaine. Ever see a little kid play that? Give him a little chocolate. Daddy. Mario. 8 hours later, how you doing? Hey, listen, could you spare some money for Pac-Man, motherfucker? Then play it backwards. Play the Nintendo cartridge. You put the cartridge in and play it backwards. It goes, we won the war. We won the war. We won the war. Wait! Do you realize? If mankind had had cocaine at the dawn of civilization, we would have evolved in maybe 5-10 minutes. We'd still be in the cave going, I don't know what to fucking do with this, though. If we had marijuana at the dawn of time, we'd be going, oh, fire, fuck. Dude, we have a hole in the ozone. This is not a good thing. This is not a slow leak. This is not something you've been spackled the fuck over. You ever think that God might come back and go, who the fuck did this? Wait a minute. Whoop, whoop. All the animals are going, it's man. They did it. Kill them wasn't us. A long night. My voice is gone. I feel like, hi, I'm Harvey Firestein doing Pygmalion. Thank you for being here tonight. This is amazing to look out and see the same people. Come on. a wild night. Thank you for helping. You're doing a good thing, baby. You're doing a good thing. Thank you for letting me come out and play for a few minutes.
You too, Lumpy.
Take care. Have a wonderful evening. God bless you.
And that's what he would always say when we'd be on the road. He would be say, can I come play? And that's how Robin looked at it. It was more like playing. It really was like watching when your child just goes off into their own world. And it was such a great, great experience. I really feel it was an unfinished life for him, that there was more he could do. I don't know what his problems was. And it's a serious condition. It's not like you say, get over it, stop being depressed or anything. You can't. You can't. You can do all the research you want or amateur psychology, and you would see this was not something that you can just get over. And it's so great, his contribution to comedy and how he would take things just one step further. And performing with him was just a blessing in that you got to perform with somebody so good and so professional in that he knew what he was doing when he was on stage. And that really made all the difference. So it meant a lot. It was a great experience, and everyone in the First Amendment, we all appreciated it at the time, and we knew what we were doing and having such a great, great time doing it. And that's the thing about him. And, you know, you feel most sorry for the people he left behind, unfortunately. And that's the sadness, the people who you leave behind. I'm trying to find Betty Jo's favorite, but I might have to cheat Betty Jo to play it because I'm having problems with my computer and everything else today. But let me see if I have Betty Jo's favorite piece. I'm going to have to cheat a little on this, okay? So bear with me. See if it comes on. Trying to get it on here. Hold on, Betty. Oh, boy, I'm having so much trouble. I hate this. I don't know why, but it's just not coming on. Okay, let me try it another way. I'll cheat here. And what I'm looking for was what Betty Jo loved. Here we go. Jonathan Winters.
Mindy, how long ago? Was that 10 or 12 years?
About 10.
And Jonathan came on and did how many episodes with you?
Oh, it was about 20 of them.
Some of the funniest episodes
ever
made on television.
We used to run out of film. It was like kind of like those war movies where the machine gun goes,
there's no ammo! Yeah, he's been a friend of yours, friend of mine for many years.
We were scare people. It was.
He's on his own show called Davis Rules with Randy Quaid, which is on the air later this fall. Would you welcome Mr. Jonathan Winters?
We lost the fort. The Indians were sober. We were drunk this time. Well, great to be here.
Nice to see you, my God.
Nice to be here.
How goes the battle?
Well, pretty good so far. Made it across into Van Nuys. That one shoulder took us out. Gosh, I was so taken with this guy. I was when I first met him, and on Mork and Mindy, we did. We had a marvelous...
Those were good days.
You had access to more medication.
Yeah, some of the shows were real quick.
I noticed the stuff wore off tonight.
Yeah, sir. Columbian College fun.
Mr. Williams didn't know you in the days when you and I...
Oh, when we were on the sauce.
Yeah, when we were having a little...
Well, yeah, Johnny and I...
Can we have those on block for you?
I'm sorry.
Could we have those sent out clean for you?
It was easy getting them on. And now, here, you want to play with those?
Oh, yeah. This way, I won't have so much guilt.
Before we... General, what is your official title tonight? General or just...
General. I'd like to be a general. Okay. I was a corporal. I'd rather be a general
Sir.
Tonight.
I want to congratulate...
Makes me feel important.
Yes, I want to congratulate you, General, on winning the Emmy.
Well, thank
Davis
you.
Davis Rules, best supporting actor.
Well, it's... I must tell you briefly about it. I know our time is limited here, but...
Not really.
I really... really didn't think that I was going to win, and otherwise I would have been there. And I turned to my wife of many years, and I said, "What do you think, sweetheart?" And she said, "You don't stand a chance." And so...
It's that kind of support that's getting you together, isn't it?
That makes one want to return to, you know, the shaving lotion.
Anyway, you don't stand a chance, you
said. Oh, she just said, look at the competition. And it was just, you know, darning. My God, this guy from Evening Shade and then, of course, Cheers and all this stuff. Right. They've been on many, many years. And I thought, well, what do we do? And fortunately, we had a thrilling evening. That isn't a put down because I know the guy that threw the evening is hopefully listening. We had a choice, one choice. Of going to a fellow's house to have ribs. And thought I'd say his, you know, no. But we had, they were marvelous ribs, hands and all that stuff. And then we sat down and watched. There were about 12 or 14 of us, and then they announced it. And I saw the picture of myself, the still. And I did no explanation, you know, where is he, you know, they can say a lot of things. And I was in just a house with a handful of other people on ribs. So, but it was a big draw. I asked, and then the following day, I said, "Where is the award?"
That's right.
And somebody said, "Well, since you weren't here, you don't get it."
Was that your wife again?
No.
How is the missus, by the way?
She's fine.
Good.
She's fine. She looks better than ever. And, of course, come on, we're not kids anymore, John, you know? And, but she's not bedridden, and No. She's very active.
But the romance is still there.
But you've got to stay up all night, you know, to keep her active. And, a lot of things she say. You know, I come at her and play these ridiculous games. I'm sure he plays the same thing. And
do you wear this uniform when you?
Sometimes, yeah. Sure.
Nothing wrong with that.
Just a cape, no pants.
That's right.
That's right. Many times she'll say things like, "I don't know what she means by that. Don't you have a ball game to watch?" You know, 4 o'clock in the morning, I don't think many of them are playing. At any rate,
Now, how do you deal going down doing the show? You know, as you say, you're not as young as you used to be. A lot of stress doing the show?
Yeah, there is a lot of stress.
You take your painting materials down there?
Oh, no, there's not that time. Usually I just get the legs begin to go. I was talking to an athlete the other day, a professional. He told me he was on a bus. And
you had no way of knowing it.
I had no way of knowing. I knew he was on a bus. He was in trouble. So he said he played with the Washington Redskins, and he said, you know, the first thing to go, John, comes very fast. And he was trying to get off. He couldn't get off the bus. His legs were really gone. And so somebody just dragged him off and faced him out. But... at any rate, he said the first thing to go are the legs. And I find that at 6'5", you're on these hard floors, legs go.
Yeah.
They really go. The mind, of course, hey, that was gone a long time ago. But the legs, when they go, everything goes.
Yeah. You get back to Ohio often?
Oh, I haven't been back for really. That's good.
Right.
Well, I'm sorry about the Reds. Can't throw baseballs at the guy and hurt him, you know, and do that. At any rate, I get back every once in a while. There's always a guy with a toothpick, you know. Hey, how you doing, John? Very good to see you. How you doing out there? We don't see you. We don't get what you do here. Well, do you get anything? Not a lot. Not a lot. The only thing in my section of Ohio, the river's dried up. Fish are just there in the dust.
They're good eating, though.
That's all you
got. Well, already get yourself some trout jerky.
It's like a chicken, you know. If you hit a chicken in the road, we used to just throw it in the back of the pickup.
Get yourself some Tennessee pizza. Put that on there right there. They've already been cleaned. They've been gutted and cleaned.
We're,
take everything off.
We're going to just take a break here. Have you ordered the Prozac? And we'll be right back.
Well, I I hope you could hear that. I hope you could hear that. So I had to kind of cheat a little to get it on. And but it's good. Thank you, everyone in the chat room, for all your wonderful comments. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Carmen, you can post your show, Amoros. Carmen Amoros, follow her on Facebook. Great singer, and I believe she has a blog talk show, too. Chuck Skull's in the house. Chuck Skull's Mondays at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., Chuck's World of Mayhem, and I think you have a weekend show, too. Just post it, and I'll repeat it later. It's mostly about Robin Williams today, so if I'm not pimping you, it's just because I'm trying to keep the show moving. And Wacko Bob's in the house, Capicchione, and, of course, from all the way in Amsterdam, Cyanide, Marco Polo, a little game we like to play. So it's interesting. Jonathan Winters was his Robin's fan, biggest fan, I would say. He just loved Jonathan Winters. But did you notice in the interview how Robin was very respectful? He let Jonathan Winters keep going, and but he couldn't resist, and he would add something. But then again, he would just a short thing, because Jonathan Winters was like, I guess, his idol and teacher, and Jonathan Winters just had a command and presence where he would keep Robin controlled, and that was a great tribute to both of them. You had to love that part of them, how they did that. And they are also, the chat room is a buzz. Yes, Betty Jo Tucker, Jonathan and Robin were giants. They were comic giants there, and both unassuming men, both unassuming men. I love that Jonathan Winters had art. I think he was discussing one of his art pieces once, and it was an apple surrounded by barbed wire, and he titled the painting Forbidden Fruit. So a great, great sense of humor. Yes, World Talk Rock Report, 8 p.m. Saturdays on Blog Talk Radio. Check them out. People are still joining the chat room, which is very nice, very nice. I'm trying to think, did I get all the pieces in here? And I don't think I played... trying to remember how many I played. Did I play people listening live on Broadway yet? I don't think so. I don't know. I know I didn't play some of this one. This is a little rare comment bit here on Robin Williams. So let's, shall we play that? Yes, why not, Nancy? There we go.
Makeover on your hair. I'm going to do something special with you. I want to put maybe some spruce on your hair. It's a combination of perm and mousse, okay? It gives it that lived-in, loved-in look. Let's get some height, okay?
People aren't coming back. Let's just put these on right now. California Highway Police, stop for a brief moment. But first, I'd like to show you some dance steps.
We raised enough money tonight. We're doing pretty well, but you realize as much money as we raise, a stealth bomber costs $1 billion. And hey! What is a stealth bomber? It's a bomber that doesn't show up on radar. You can't see it, so you don't fucking need one. Here's what you do. Instead of building a stealth bomber, you just have to go out in the woods, spread some wreckage, and go, one of them crashed. Pretty soon the Russians are going, we better fucking get one too. Then you can build a stealth air force, and a stealth army, and a stealth navy, and pretty soon you're not spending money anymore, because we're $1 trillion in debt. Who do we owe this money to? Somebody named Vinny? All my fucking money today, put in the bag. So maybe break the nuclear arms. But damn it. Do you realize why we're having arms control now? It's a good thing. Peace. It's wonderful, but the truth is...
we're broke. The Russians are broke. It's like two junkies negotiating over a plastic spoon.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
But hey, we've got our own people right here just doing what they can. Remember the last Temptation of Christ? There were people outside with signs going, this movie is not real.
Come here, Sparky.
No movie's real.
wait a minute. Whoa, hold on.
And they have signs. They have big signs that say, you will not get into the kingdom of heaven. And I look at these geeks and go, are you going to be there? I'm not going. It ain't going to be me with you, no. Now, a movie like The Last Temptation to Christ is not. What is offensive about that? Nothing to me, except here's the fact that Jesus is always played by someone who looks like Ted Nugent, okay? You never have a Jesus who's Jewish, who's going, I got lepers here, you bastard. I walked across the water. Come here, prick. Open the door. And you never have Romans who are Italians. They're always played by some English actor going, oh, Thomas, where's my brother Fellatio? Bring him here. You never have a Roman who's an Italian going, I'm Caesar. Kiss my fucking ass. You know the strange thing is, it isn't even sex anymore. It's emotions. It's Freud. It's psychology. You have a relationship. You go to therapy. You work on it and find out. So my mom was a guy. So what? Now, wait a minute. You realize, wait. The father of modern psychology was Sigmund Freud, a man who did enough cocaine to kill a small horse.
Because here's the drill. Fundamentalists take it to be the word, not translatable, not metaphorical, the word. In the beginning, Genesis, let there be light. Could that be a metaphor for the Big Bang?
No, God just went click.
So you're saying we're all descended from Adam and Eve, then we're all cousins.
That's right.
Here's the thing. There are miracles, though. There's miracles in the Bible. Like when Moses, and I'm not talking Guns and Moses. No, I'm not talking... Not Charlton Heston going, let the Jews go, the Pharaoh gets two in the head. No. Charlton Heston, a man who said, guns don't kill people. Apes with guns kill people. No, Chucky, no. Second Amendment, it started off, it was muzzle loaders. People going like this, and this still continues. That's okay. But I'm talking about the time Moses said to Pharaoh, let my people go, and Pharaoh went, in your dream. And Moses called the gods going, God, I need some help. And frost fell from the sky. Maybe they fell from the sky, or maybe there were Jews with catapults going, now! And thank God it was the Egyptians and not the French, because the French would go, lunch, okay? Why should we let you go, you great caterers? I can't let you go, you crazy people, huh? But frost fell from the sky. At that point, I'd be going, get your shit out! Frost, I know, wait a minute. That's what we should do, that's what we should drop on Afghanistan. Not bombs, not food. Fucking frogs. Frogs, lizards, hamsters, gerbils, shit they haven't seen. And if you want to get people out of caves, a shitload of New York rats. Oh, baby. You know. New York rats will be going, hey, come on, raid. I eat pussy literally. Bring it on! But that's what they dropped in. And even then, Pharaoh was not plus. You saw, please, David Copperfield, no. And then boils, and then firstborn dies. That's it! Hebrews, get out! And everybody, banish, God of Noah, everybody! Hello, let's not wait for the bread to rise. Just take the crackers and the skin off your penis. We're leaving! Excuse me, why the skin off a penis? We're traveling people, you don't want sand in there. Let's go! And this is so passe, the dicky thing, forget it. Let's move! We're going through the desert, and then they get the Ten Commandments, which be adjusted by certain presidents. That happens later. And they get to the Red Sea there, the sea. And they go, what now, Mr. Magic? What do we do now? We're going to walk on the frog's backs. Thank you for watching me this far. Obviously, I did inhale. So, what do we do now, Mr. Big Shot? And he calls to God again, and the sea pops. And even the most doubting Jew is going, you're good. Let's go, everybody. Come on, everybody. Let's move. Don't eat the shellfish. I'll tell you why later. Let's go. Where are we going? To Jerusalem to start years of struggle, and later to Miami to fuck up an election. Let's go. And then the Pharaoh comes, but the sea closes, and he calls to his cat-like god, but his cat-like god can't do shit because he's afraid of water. And then there's another miracle. The night that Mary said to Joe, I'm pregnant. And Joe went, holy mother of God. And she went, you're right. Oh, Jesus Christ. What a great name, Joe. That is so much better than Shmuel. Way to go! I love you, Joe. Wait, hold on a minute, Mary. Hold on a minute. So I'm the stepfather of God's kid? Yeah. So I can't discipline him. I can't go, you've done wrong, because the kid will look at me and say, you're not my real dad. What are you doing, Mary? How did it happen? Oh, it's immaculate, Joe. Oh, it better be, Mary. It better be immaculate. I'm sorry, I'm transforming Joe into Ralph Cramden. But It seemed to be kind of appropriate because up to that point, all the names in the Bible are very Jewish. You have Noah, Moses, Zebedee, and then you get Mary and Joe. We're just a hyphen it away from Mary Jean and Joe Bob. We could have had Jim Bob, the son of God. Praise to him, Jim Bob. He who finds the stuff and gets me a job. Jim Bob. And here's the other drill. Jesus was an only child because, thank God, who would want to be Jerry, the brother of Christ? That's a tough gig. Come on, Jerry, we're going to the beach. Oh, great, Mom. Yeah, Jesus is going to walk on the water, feed everybody, heal him, and get a whole bunch of disciples. I'll sit there with a rash and sand in my ass. Great day for me. He ends up in a bar at the age of 30 going, yeah, I'm Jerry Christ. Whoop-de-doo. Yeah, I healed somebody. Here's Spot. Come on, boy, heal. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, my brother. Yeah, Jesus, he's a carpenter. I'm a plumber. You do the math. And people say to me, they say, Jesus wasn't Jewish. I say, of course he was Jewish. 30 years old, single, living at home with his parents. Come on. Working in his father's business. His mother thought he was God's gift. He's Jewish. Give it up. It's an old tradition. And if he was Jewish, and many of his disciples were Jewish, for the Last Supper, would they have not have gone out for Chinese? I think so. Welcome to Yahweh. Hold on. One moment. No service, no sandal. Okay, you come in now. Hold on. You had 12. All I got is 2 tables of 6 right now. They're not together. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got 1 big table by the window, but you all have to face this way. All right. Hold on. You are glowing, so I guess we won't need the lamp. That's very nice. And you just turned a Sichuan chicken into a live chicken. You're that good. And it says that night that Jesus turned to his disciples and said, one of you shall betray me. And Peter said, is it me, Jesus? And Jesus said, no, it is not you, Peter. And Simon said, is it me, Jesus? And Jesus turned to Simon and said, no, it is not you, Simon. And Judas said, is it me, Jesus? And Jesus turned to him and went, thus you see two traditions beginning, Jewish sarcasm and Gentile humor, together, born at that main moment. And the next day the miracle occurred, crucifixion, resurrection, and he rose again from the dead. And if he sees his shadow, another 2,000 years of guilt. Yes. And here's for me the one big question. How do you get crucifixion, resurrection, and then chocolate bunny?
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling's wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. Tuna, spaghetti, dumplings. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. Well, all this has to do with nothing, yes, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
Sorry, I don't know. Did it go blank? If anyone's listening, if it went blank, it seems I don't know what's going on out here, but my connection is cutting in and out, and I never know. It just cut out again on the next screen. Anyway, so if you can hear me, just shout out, and I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. So that was my tribute, and I get choked up when I say this, but I want to reiterate all the great and lovely people from the First Amendment, from the lighting people, the people who worked the bar. If I could remember everybody's name, I would. There was also Joe Walbaum. Oh, gosh. And I left out Joe Purse, of course. How could I leave out Joe Purse and Jane Brucker? So the wonderful core team that was the First Amendment and everybody else who performed or learned from us. It was a terrific time and a terrific group of people. I just want to mention them all again. So let's start with a great shout-out. Tom Carrozza, just an inspiration constantly, my comedy backboard, Tom Carrozza. Michael Schaefer, my inspiration for teaching me all about music. Joe Purse, crazy Joe Purse, who could do any accent with me that I love. Chris Gravenstein, just a crazy, goofy joy. Am I leaving out men? Doug Nervick, our wonderful performer and pianist player. We toured the road for so many years together. We miss you, Doug. Elliot Paul, a wonderful pianist and a great guy as well, a lot of fun. Ellen Mandel, a terrific pianist, not a comedian, but we got her laughing too. And also, who am I leaving out? Jane Brucker. Pat Bailey, how can we forget Pat Bailey, the wonderfully beautiful Pat Bailey? Yes, yes, beautiful Pat Bailey. So many people. Barbara Contardi started the group way back in the 80s, and I just want to say the group was started, I'll give you a short story on the group. The group was started by, I saw an audition in the paper. I went to the audition and said, Axe wanted. So I auditioned for her, and I just kept doing anything I thought was funny. And she goes, well, you're not blonde, but I'm going to use you anyway. And she put me in a show at the Actors Playhouse, my first show in New York City. And I would do one-minute bits in between, after the just crazy bits, just that only could be a minute long, which was fine for me. So after the show stopped, she said, what else are you doing? I said, improv. From that, she formed a group, and I think the first group was called Broadway Local with Joey Novick, and the second group, which evolved, became Strictly Improv, and that show ran for so many years in New York City at number 2 Bond Street, underground. And we had such a great time there. Joe Mulligan came through there, too. Joe Mulligan was a comedian. I apologize if I'm leaving everyone out. I'm trying to do a radio show at the same time and remember every important person there. And it was so many great, great times. And we laughed till we cried. It was more of a family. And it's what comedy is all about. And we need our comedians now more than ever. So I want you to support the arts by supporting the arts. And you can help me out by going to CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo, and buying one song or any of my CDs. That would be a great help to me. And I want to thank the chat room, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out, please, and follow her, Carmen Amoros. Yes, it's just terrific. Go to Carmen Amoros Goldberg. .com. Check her out, too. And don't forget, last week I had a great group on. The song was featured on Blue Bloods, www.honeycounty.com. Danny Rosner and some other lovely ladies. Oh, gosh, the show is going on a little bit longer. I hope it doesn't get cut off. Chuck Skull, World of Mayhem. Follow Chuck Skull on Blog Talk Radio. Kat Vecchione, World Talk Rock, Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Wacko Bob, you love that. The Wacko Network, Tuesdays through Fridays at 9 a.m. Cyanide Marco Polo, all the way across the pond there, as we say. I'm going to go out with this. Thank you all for tuning in. And our tribute to Robin Williams. Now more than ever, we need our comedians, everyone. We need them, and it's a good time. Support the arts by supporting the arts. And remember, you can watch my TV show tonight, 7 p.m., www.mnn.org, if you're out of the city, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll post it again on Facebook, but thank you all for tuning in. You're all wonderful. And Robin Williams, a little void will be left there. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Go out, see shows, buy CDs, buy their books. We're trying to keep the comedy going, and it ain't a rich business, people. So thank you all. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you.